Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 321.
Hi, everybody. In the spirit of keeping everyone happy, we've upgraded our pen. All right, so I don't even know where to start. I still have a stupid, crazy head cold. I can't think straight. So, welcome to Lunch with Leah. We're going to have so much fun today. We have so much gossip to talk about. So, what have I done lately? Well, I went to see Hamilton, the play, which is in New York with the original cast right now. In Puerto Rico. And apparently they're using some of the money to to help the Puerto Rican victims of the hurricane. So if you're down there or want a nice vacation, that'd be a good thing to go. I think it's another 4, 5, or 6 weeks or something. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing, when I went to see Hamilton, I went to see Sean, our friend that we love so much that had back surgery. He's been basically flat on his back since like last May. He's got another 3 or 4 months of recovery. And he has a fabulous restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my God. I can't believe I don't have the name of it right here right now. My son loves the food. They have everything. They have everything. Pasta, more pasta, meatballs, calamari, octopus, all the stuff I don't eat. Oh, they also do have branzino, and they also do have, you know, good seafood, and they have everything. So he sent enough food home with us, Jason. I swear to God. I told RJ, do not let him send all that. And RJ kept ordering. And last night I told RJ, you're going to eat every last bite of this food, whether you're hungry or not. And I made him stuff the rest of it down last night. I mean, Freda's been eating it. Roy's been eating it. RJ's been eating it. It's like insane. What are you laughing about?
One of the comments that just came in.
What'd they say?
Alex Fletcher said, flat on his back. I know some people who make a living that way. Just kidding.
That's me on my back. Oh, God. You know, when you don't have the facts on your side. I come up with something. Then I went to the jewelry show, but I didn't really buy much, but I did get a bunch of gifts for different people. I was so sick, I felt so bad, because I used to go to the jewelry show literally Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 hours. Every minute it was open, I was there. I was the first one there and the last one to leave.
You're
but
kidding.
This year, I didn't feel good. I only made it 3 hours one day and two hours another day. But I was able to buy a few gifts for different people that want things and this and that. And I did just happen to buy like one little bauble for myself. One bauble. And in good news, remember I told you guys that I was getting that CBD in the products? Well, stay tuned. We're getting close. Could be out sooner than you think. Then, Jason, you won't believe this one. You know, okay, so first, Hades had the flu and a cold for like a month, like me. So there's one housekeeper down. Then, now Omar's having eye surgery. So now there's going to be another person down. The house is like, I need, you know how the play, you have a backup? I need a backup player for each position in my house because it's always something. Yeah. So now I've got that to deal with. So we're going to be short over there again. We're always going to be, it's always something. Now, I know some of you are sports fans. I used to be a big sports fan. I used to watch the Dallas Cowboys every Sunday, like it or not, because in every house that I went into in Texas, it was on. And it turns out that my stepfather's sister and brother-in-law built their construction company, helped to build or built or designed and built or whatever, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and they got like four seats like front and center that they had for like 100 years, and everybody would go and use those seats. I don't know what happened to those seats. I don't know when they died, if they gave them to somebody, willed them to somebody, the kids, I don't know. I'm not that much into it anymore. And then they rebuilt the stadium, so they maybe lost those seats. I don't know. Anyway, so I got it. I know football. I understand how it works, is my point. I know how to monitor the games, but I didn't watch all of it. But then when I hear everybody screaming in the background, you know, and the game's on, I tune in the last 2 minutes of the Patriots game. I got to tell you something. Those guys are so good. And apparently that one quarterback that was playing opposite Brady's only like 23 years old. It was just shocking how good they were. But now I see, and then, of course, the Patriots eventually won, which is fine by me, except, you know, I like to let everybody win. You know, share the glory a little bit. I mean, how many do you need? You got your hands full with the rings. I mean, let somebody win. But anyway, so when he didn't win the Super Bowl, I think it was last year or the year before, he was a poor sport about it. Do you remember that? He walked out.
Deflategate.
And, yeah, Deflategate. But I think he won that year. But then the next time he didn't win. And he was a poor sport. And that stuck with me because I think you can only be you can only really be a star winner if you're a gracious loser. So that bugged me. So I haven't been rooting for him since. Now, I know everybody's going to hate me. But then apparently...
You're going to get a lot of comments.
Everyone's mad at me. But anyway, like I have anything to do with the game anyway. I read the power that I have. Who knew? I mean, everything blames me or anything.
I don't know anything about football, but he ate off my plate one time at Zumba by accident, and I've never liked him since then.
He ate off your plate?
He came up and put my plate down at the bar for me to eat on, and he leaned over and thought it was like appetizers and started... and his wife.
Giselle, oh my God. Well, they're very picky about their food. I read part of his book about how they have this chef and they have all these ways that they eat and blah, blah, blah. Well, I wish I was so disciplined and fabulous. But anyway, that model wife of his is gorgeous. There's no question about that. But anyway, so then I saw that apparently the Saints lost earlier in the day. Now, there's an article out that they're going to sue. Like the season ticket holders of the Saints are suing to replay the end of the game, starting with where that controversial call was, and have that part played over again because they think they should have won to go to the Super Bowl other than the fact that it was a bad call. So I missed that call. Did you guys see it at all?
I did. And,
so who was it really?
No, I mean, even the officials have come back and said we made a bad call.
Well, that's not a bad mistake. That's a catastrophic mistake.
Yeah,
a bad mistake is when you put sugar in the tea when you ask for unsweetened iced tea. That's not a mistake. That's a catastrophic mistake. It affects a whole city, a whole team, money, sponsors, ticket sales. It affects everything. So honestly, if they admitted they were wrong, then they should play it over again.
So they're thinking about introducing a new rule, which would be a playback rule, which is where they can actually take the video and play it back and make the call from the video.
I thought that's what they were doing
No, they're not allowed to do that on some things. So,
I thought they were doing that.
Well, they're doing that
because I see them watch the video and then make a new call.
Yeah, but in that particular instance, because there was not a flag thrown, they couldn't do that.
Well, that's just a nonsense rule. You know, all these damn rules. I am so sick of rules. I don't know about you, but if I told you the list of rules I am sick of, now the one rule I'm not sick of is that they don't have a rule in the front of our building saying you can't smoke cigarettes where the valet is. That's the one rule I'm not sick of. I've told them 50 times, put a sign up, no cigarettes in the valet area. And you know what? The guy just says, oh no, we have to allow them to smoke here. No, we don't have to allow them to smoke here. That's a choice that you're making as the management of the building. Don't let them smoke in the front. I'm dying already of a head cold and like my head stuffed up and everything. I come in, I get one whiff of cigarette and it sets me back for like a year.
Me too. It makes me really sick.
So anyway, there you go. So then we had the total eclipse of the moon. Now, there was a whole little thing about that. I pulled it up.
Red blood wolf moon.
Listen to this. I watched it from my house. Now, this is how lazy I am. So it's freezing cold outside, which to us, freezing cold is anything like 50.
It was the coldest night of the year.
Cold.
It was 43 or 48.
46 or something. So Roy and RJ and I go outside bundled up and we watch it. Well, it's just too cold. So I'm like, you know, don't we have skylights in that very expensive ballroom that we built? And I go in the house and through the skylights you can see the moon. So I'm like, oh, come in the house. We can watch it from here. So anyway, so we watched that for part. I'm the only one that watched the whole thing. They lost interest after a while. But listen to what apparently this is someone's opinion, I don't know, but apparently this full super blood moon total eclipse will push us far out of our comfort zone, according to Alex Miles, astronomer, predictor, whatever, philosopher, the whole thing, and force us to shed many of the layers that no longer belong. Well, the first layer we need to shed is in the White House, so let's start there. This may prompt us to break connections with anyone who's not meant to be in our future. In our future, well, I don't have any of those people left. I already got rid of all of them. And compel us to end commitments, habits, patterns, and thinking that firmly belongs in the past. This intense moon is a pivotal phase, delivering dramatic closure and necessary rebirth. Ah, our luck's going to change, boys. We will reemerge feeling empowered, recharged, fully prepared to close some doors, open some new ones, and forge into the next chapter. CBD, here we come! Instincts, intuition, and senses will all be heightened as we detoxify the past, heal the wounds, and clear the path ahead. Well, I hope that's all accurate. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Would be great.
That would be great. We all need a new fresh start, starting with the White House. Oh, we'll talk about that later. Oh, and then there was the Women's March. Now, usually I make a list of all the signs, you know, I was just too tired. But they had some really good signs. One of the best ones was, if I can find it, Obama, please come back. This babysitter, God's not doing a very good job or something like that. But the Women's March, I mean, you got to give it to these women. I mean, I'm not a marcher. And the crowds make me a little nervous, and I was sick anyway, but I would march if I were healthy and I could be where, like, away from, like, not having to feel claustrophobic, like someone's going to trample on me if there's an emergency. But apparently, it was really amazing again. It was just packed in city after city. And my friend Lisa Ann Walter spoke at the one in L.A., and she said she really had the crowd going. And it was just fun. I think it's great. I love the fact that women are owning our power, finally. Well, go back to this right here. Changes are coming from the eclipse of the moon. Anyway, apparently, they were shocked that the amount of people that were willing to get out in the cold, blizzard, freezing weather and attend the women's marches. But I noticed they didn't all wear the little pussy hats this time.
It didn't seem like it had the same oomph it has.
You know why?
The
press didn't cover it the same way.
They didn't cover it the same way.
They're so busy covering the shutdown. You know, anything to distract from the real world. Trump's going to pull another one. I'm going to send him a pacifier and a bottle. Okay, now, RJ's play. Okay, so RJ directed a one-man play. Did you see that picture I sent you, Jason, of RJ? I think I should get him an agent and make him into a model.
I saw Roy post that. You should have sent that to me to post. It was really good.
I don't even know how to post it on there. But anyway, I don't know how to repost. But anyway, the thing is, I think agent, I'm serious, I think I should get him a print agent and start having him model. And I said, RG, would you do that? And first he said no. And then a couple of days later he said, you know, Mom, if I could make money doing it, I would do it through college. I was like, well, yeah, you can make money. Well, we're going to get one. We have some good photos, and we have a good photographer.
No, it's not, you know, you so can't use the photos you have. You've got to get a proper photographer to
You know,
do
the
it.
Photographer, the guy that took that shot, that had shots, a student at the damn Ransom High School. For $100, he'll probably come over here and take all the photos we want. We need to get his information, and we need photos of our products. Instead of paying $3,000 a day for a photographer, like, with some big name, we need to hire that kid. Did you see how great that photo was? He's a student at the high school. There's a lot of raw talent out there, people. Starting with right here. Just needs to be more discovered. Okay. Now, you know, I'm supposed to be in Austin on February 16th for that live show with Julian Brandy for Dumb Gay Politics. By the way, Tom Arnold on Dumb Gay Politics was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life. He's just one stream of consciousness. It was so good if you haven't listened to it. But anyway, if there's still a shutdown and the TSA people aren't working and the airline pilots are stressed out, I read an article where one of the air traffic controllers, listen to this one. He goes to work tired because he's got a second job as an Uber driver. And then one of them, his wife and he both are federal employees, so they can't hire babysitters. So they're having to, like, babysit the kids, get moonlighting jobs, and not be able to pay their rent. I don't want somebody like that up there working for free, directing where the planes are going. I mean, it's enough already. So unless there's the show, if the shutdown's over, I will be in Austin, Texas. For more details, get a hold of us at hello at leahblack.com or go to Dumb Gay Politics, and check their website and get all that information. And Ronnie's going to be there, too, from Watch What Crap. And so that should be a real SHIT show. So just tune in here for all the news and gossip, everything you ever needed to know right here. I'm the curator of all things fabulous. And by the way, there's going to be no host at the Oscars this year. Well, they screwed up. They should have had Frankie Grande do it. I told them that. I mean, I told them. I told you, Oscars. My favorite all-time. My favorite all-time one, though, was Billy Crystal. I mean, come on. He was just so fabulous.
Yeah, he was good.
And what was the other guy from Broadway that was a singer and dancer, that tall, gorgeous guy that did it one year? He was good, too. There's a lot of good ones. I can't think of his name.
The guy from
him.
The anyway. Greatest Showman. What's his name?
No, there was another one. That was Neil Patrick Harris. So speaking of Frankie Grande, he sent me this cover for my phone. Look, it's Shine Bright with Glitter. Of course, everything he does is glitter. And I have to put this on my phone now and use it all the time with love. Sent this nice little card with it. Look at his little card he's got going on. Oh, he looks so cute. He has like zero body fat on him. Hi, Leah. You know how much I love you. You are fabulous. And I hope this helps you shine even brighter. Love, Frankie. Well, Frankie, it's hard to make me shine brighter, but we will certainly try. So, by the way, just so you know, you can get these, and I love them, at 5th and 9th, F-I-F-T-H and 9th, not the numbers, but the letters, .com. And they're fabulous. Tempered glass, iPhone cases, portable chargers, charging cables, and more. Oh, my! Oh, if you use Frankie VIP, you'll get 10% off. I don't even know how much they are. What?
I want to make it closer.
Oh. So people can see it. Well, you're not stealing it. But I might order you one if you're good. Well, unfortunately, you won't want it. It doesn't have Versace on it. If this said Versace, Jim, I'd be stealing it from me already.
They actually do make them now.
Well, we're promoting Frankie's today because we love him. If you haven't listened
They're
to the
great.
Frankie podcast,
like...
you need to go back. The one I did with Lunch with Leah with Frankie, it's posted, and it was really good. He really opened up, didn't he? It was great.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best episodes we've done. Yeah, I mean, he really opened up. People really liked it, too. And you all had a great connection while you were you know, filming and doing the podcast. So I think it was great.
The one with Kelly Dodd was good, too. Of course, I don't think she was supposed to do it. I don't think Bravo lets him do stuff like that. But she did it. Thank her. Oh.
Yeah, that was another really good one.
And meanwhile, I don't want you guys, if you're in Europe or on that side of the planet, over the pond, to forget Emily, leahblack.co.uk. Emily's our distributor there. So you just go to leahblack.co.uk, and you can get all of our fabulous products over there. Meanwhile, I've got another surprise for you. So the publisher had 1,300 books left because they're pushing me to give them a second book that I promised, which I've already basically written. I just have to kind of edit and send it in. But I said, I'm not sending it in until we sell the last of the 1,300. So they sent them to me to sell. I mean, you can get them on Amazon and everything. But anyway, let's see, what's it? Red Carpets and White Lies by Leah Black. What are you laughing at?
Just you talking about the publisher sending all of them here.
What?
Just laughing at you saying about the publisher sending them all here.
Yeah, they're sending them here. Like, they're sending them here. Well, I think they're changing warehouses is the truth. So they gave us a really great bought price on them. And so we're going to sell them at a really great price. How much did we decide we could do it and break even?
$10.
$10, because you cut out Amazon, the middleman, Barnes & Noble, the publisher, me, cut everybody out, you can get them for $10.
Plus shipping.
$10 plus shipping, but if you buy over $50, you get the shipping free.
That's right.
So there you go. And
leahblack.com,
and the shipping is $10. And you can get your serum. We still have our special on that for $10, too. And this is about a 3 to 4 month supply of collagen-enhancing serum by Leah Black.
Great,
so you can get
to
both of those.
Up.
So if you buy the book and that, you're up at 30, get one more thing, and you're at 50, you get all of the shipping for free. Anyway, I'm not here to promote myself. I'm here to entertain and inform you. So let's get back to business. And celebrity news. Lindsay Lohan, where's that alleged sign?
I was just reaching.
Lindsay Lohan, In celebrity news, Lindsay Lohan is attempting a comeback. And by the way, I heard her interview with Howard Stern. It was really good. I'm really rooting for her. I think she's a very talented girl. She's super, super talented. She was in Parent Trap, where she played herself twins in an English voice and a accent and an American accent, and Lisa and Walter was in that with her. And that's not how I know Lisa, but anyway, I know Lisa. So anyway, according to BuzzFeed, this comeback is supposed to be good. It's going to be this thing on the beach in Mykonos and throughout the Greek island. She's got two or three clubs over there, and it's going to be like her running the show with all these, you know, staff problems and kid problems and this and that. But I did find out, to support her lifestyle and not be out all night every night, her clubs are open until dark. So it's a family experience. It's a beach club. So it's not a nightclub. It's a beach club.
It's kind of like, I've seen the first episode. It's sort of Vanderpump Rules.
I knew you were going to say that, and I was hoping you wouldn't. We're not doing that. It's not that. It's her own identity. Right. It's her own show. It's her own thing. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's a daytime beach club. Lindsay Lohan. Okay. Vanskip's latest art piece sold for $100,000 plus. Bansky. Remember the guy?
Bansky, the guy.
And I was thinking, Jason, why don't we have a piece of his art? Don't we know anybody where we could get a bargain on?
The Bansky is like everywhere, but he's graffiti and stuff.
I think it's going to go up in value.
Oh, no, it's huge.
I know. So I think we need to, like, wiggle around and get a piece. Kimora Simmons, in other celebrity news, got into a fight over a parking spot. Does that sound like something I would do? I was thinking, oh, I'm just so glad it was you and not me, because that is exactly something I would do. Apparently, she got in a fight with somebody over a parking spot, and according to Perez Hilton's website, and they call the cops on it. And anyway, so I would be interested to see what happens. I mean, how upset do you have to be to have someone call the cops on you fighting over a parking spot? I wonder if that was in L.A. If it was in L.A., it makes a lot of sense, because L.A. is prime real estate for parking. I hate those parking garages. Wendy Williams is on hiatus because apparently her Graves' disease complications. A lot of people are speculating. A lot of it's the fact that her husband, didn't he get some other girl down the street pregnant, the girlfriend or something? I don't know. That's alleged too. I don't know. But apparently she's got personal problems as well with that husband of hers. But it doesn't stop her from wearing that huge diamond ring that she always wears. And Heather Locklear is maybe back at work. Apparently, she's been getting job offers. So for now, she says she's taking one day at a time. I'd love to see her have a comeback. I thought she was a great little actress.
Me too.
And
that's
she's
great
pretty
news.
And cute. And you know, I hate anyone that gets into drugs or alcohol that has a great life. I get it if you have a miserable, horrible life and you just have nowhere to go but down, so you just get drunk every day. But when you have a great life like she has and great opportunities, I hate to see them self-implode. And other celebrity news. Oh, this is good news. The Louisville, Kentucky is renaming their airport after hometown great Muhammad Ali, according to CNN. I think that's fantastic, don't you? Yeah. I love him.
Wow, that's something that's great news. That's a good recognition.
What did he say? Something like a butterfly and sting like a bee. What was the first word?
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
He was the cutest. He was the first initial rapper. Oh, I'm just going to name him the first initial rapper. I think he was the first rapper. I do. I think people are copying him and he didn't get enough credit. But anyway, what I loved about him, remember we met his wife or his ex-wife at that boat thing I went to? Remember we went on that boat? Oh my God, Jason, that boat.
I forgot about that.
Don't ever go on a boat where you're stuck for 4 hours and can't get off at an event. Anyway, she was lovely and she spoke. But what I loved about him is he sacrificed really his whole life, to get at the top of his game, and then he winds up with that horrible disease, which I think is attributed, of course, to all the bangs in the head he got. Don't you think that's sad? What's that, James? Our producer and director is...
Somebody's vacuuming out front.
According to Perez Hilton, Brad Pitt, he quoted from the New Sun, well, that's somebody, that zinging you're hearing... No, No, they're out there cleaning. They're either cleaning or sawing. It's just like my house. I come here to get away from it, and it's the same thing here. This is Miami. Oh, Florida. It's just Florida. I'm telling you, they don't know. You can't vacuum during office hours. You don't saw during office hours. You know, I should be running this damn building. Anyway, pay enough, I should be. Apparently, Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron are dating. Do you guys believe that?
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, that's the rumor, but then I saw something this morning that said that they had said they were just friends, but they had been spending a lot of time together.
Oh, they always say that. Friends with benefits. Well, they're a cute couple. I'd love to see Brad be happy again. I mean, after that tumultuous ride with Angelina, who turned out, and by the way, I love her. I love all of her causes. I think she's a brilliant actress, but you know, she's a little wackadoodle. I mean, she really created a lot of problems when they got divorced and everything. And everybody blamed her, you know, for Brad leaving Jennifer. Well, I mean, she had a hand in it, but so did he, by the way. So why do they always blame the woman? They always blame the woman. Anyway. Okay, in the PGA Awards, American Crime Story, that whole Versace story won. Did you know that, James?
Yes.
That David L. Walper Award for limited TV series, according to the Hollywood Reporter, that Crime Story won. Are you guys surprised that Crime Story is getting so many awards and so much recognition?
Maybe a little.
I'm a little surprised because it was sad and dark.
It should have. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was really campy too. It's not. Yeah, it was really campy, but I mean. It was Versace, so
James loved it.
He loves it.
Well, and housewife news. Now that we've gotten through with celebrity news, let's just go to the lowest hanging fruit available on national television, and that would be called housewife news. Kyle's daughter from Beverly Hills, I forget her name, Farrah, I think it is, her car was broken into because she left all of her things in the car on the street. And she goes, well, I figured since it was out in the open, no one would steal it, but they did. What is it with Kyle and her family? Everything's always getting stolen with them. Have you noticed?
I know.
It's like all their stuff's getting stolen. What are you doing, Jason?
Trying to get the
look. Oh, okay. What's that thing, a pipe? Oh, whatever. Anyway, so her new handbag, shocked that she would have a new handbag. Does the apple fall far from the tree? Cash, a new computer, credit card, jewelry, sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All stolen. How upsetting is that?
That is crazy.
She said she learned a big lesson from that, and that is don't leave expensive items.
You only have that happen once.
In your car. In the open, even probably, I don't even know if she was in Beverly Hills, but let's assume, let's make it dramatic and say she was in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive, make it more interesting. Even on Rodeo Drive in front of Bijuan. So listen to this. I know you know all about this, probably more than me, because I just got the highlights, because I don't follow it as much as everybody, but people kept sending me links. So Tara Barney's son, I forget his name, Ryan. Posted and went on this rant about a transgender, that he was mad the mother shouldn't be raising the kid as a transgender, and that the transgender, this is not exactly accurate, but that they should be murdered. Am I right? Didn't he use the word murder?
He said something about him being killed or something like that.
Yeah, and so then she apparently, according to somebody that I know that follows everything on social media, said she liked it. And then
she did.
Then she came back and said she never saw it.
Correct.
But how did she, maybe, you know what? Maybe she just goes through and likes everything her kid does. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Or her agency or something like that might have done something.
Her PR people. But then she says he took it down immediately. I don't think that he took it down immediately. I think he took it down when he was shamed to take it down. Am I right?
I think she intervened somehow and made him take it down.
But in any event, she says that she loves the lesbian and gay LGBTQ community. Well, of course, because the fan base for the Housewives is the gay community. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. She's probably voted for Trump.
I think that too. But
probably.
I think that they're saying that she did try to take it back, and she did backtrack.
Now they're backtracking. But, you know, a lot of people were tweeting Bravo and Andy and all this, saying get her off TV and fire them all and this and that and the other. I mean, I don't know. I get in the middle of it. I'm not getting in the middle of that one. I'm not going down that quicksand pipe. Dorit, she went platinum blonde. Did you see the pictures?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, she went platinum blonde. She's got her hair the same color of, what was her name, Anna Nicole Smith. Like, I mean, we're talking like aluminum blonde. But I don't know if I liked it or not. I don't know. It was different. I don't know. You don't like her, period. I like her and TJ.
I don't like her.
I think she's good for the show.
I think she could probably look good. I think she could pull off a platinum blonde.
And then, you know, there's that whole
she's
rumor.
She's good TV. Okay. I'll give her that.
That's a backhanded compliment. And then you know, apparently she and her husband have a lien against them, and people are foreclosing on everything. So who knows if that's true? That's alleged, too. You never know. Now,
she
allegedly. Now, Tom Girardi, husband of Erica Jane, has gotten some press for a $15 million loan that he took. But I asked Roy about that, and he said, you know, I'd be very surprised if that's not being mischaracterized. More likely than not, he has a huge law firm, and those huge law firms borrow money like that all the time to finance their cases that are on contingency, you know, because it could cost you millions of dollars to do those cases. So he said, more likely than not, the firm you borrowed that money, and it didn't have anything to do with him personally. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he's the cutest thing. I love him. I met him over here at some lawyer event one night, and he couldn't have been nicer. And I like her. I'm rooting for her, too. So let's hope that's not true. And why does everybody jump on the bandwagon anyway? So if it is, you know what? Hasn't everyone missed a payment once in a lifetime? Maybe not a $15 million one, but everything's relevant. All I care is she keeps buying those costumes.
That was part of what the company that loaned the money had brought up was the, you know, extravagant lifestyle that he lives, and they wanted to know where that money
was. Well, she did say one time on the show that she spent $400,000 to something a year, $450 a year on costumes and that. But she's making her own money now. And, you know, then they had that plane that she flew on a couple of times. Maybe the firm had a problem with, you know, sometimes people just have a problem with you. Instead of coming to you directly and solving it, they go out and stir the pot and try to make you look bad in front of everybody else. I don't think that's a good thing to do, just so you know. Now, have I ever done that? I don't really know. I usually confront people face on, and then I don't like to start it, but if you start it, I'm really good at finishing it. Now, Margaret Joseph weighed in on the whole thing with Tamara's son. Did you see that? She tagged Andy and Bravo and Tamara on a tweet demanding that you fire Tamara and her son for the racist, homophobic son from our TV screens immediately, signed everyone. I'm going to tell you, that one's got some, she's got cojones.
Let me tell you something. I love her, and out of all of the additions that they've added over the years, I think she's a really good addition to the show. She's, she's very opinionated, like somebody I know.
Yeah, but let me tell you, very few people would have the nerve to fire off that tweet against their own franchise to their boss. So I have no opinion on it. I just think it's very a very ballsy thing to do.
So, and you know, and I will just say one more thing, too. We haven't been really, like, paying much attention to New Jersey this season. But I caught up this weekend.
It is
the best season they've probably had in 8 years.
Don't tell me that. I'm going to have to TiVo
and
watch it.
And the fight tonight is supposed to be all
I don't want to TiVo
it
and watch it. It's on tonight. Tonight's Wednesday.
Tonight is
the
fight
in
Cabo, I think.
Yeah, but if you just watch it. You know one thing about these shows? You don't have to watch them all. You can just watch one, and it's self-contained.
Yep, but this one.
I'm going to go back
and watch it. The last three episodes have been great.
I should have laid in bed when I was sick and TiVo'd all those and watched them. All right. Ask me anything from our Instagram. Oh, how many people are asking me? Donad 05, do I wish I had more children? Well, not at this point, but I wish I would have then. I wish I just had twins. I couldn't go through it again. I wish RJ had a brother or a sister, but he's glad he doesn't because he doesn't really like to share. Club Cal, what's your best financial? I think everyone should have at least two, though. What's your best financial tip for someone who's working to get out of the red and is working hard at a zero debt balance? Oh, that's a whole conversation. Keep your overhead low, bring in as much money as you can, take advantage of every tax write-off that there is, so that may mean forming a corporation so you can write a lot of things off and save as much money as you can and live below your means, not above them. But that's a whole day seminar. Baz.C, what's your favorite franchise? I'm going to have to say Beverly Hills, just because I recognize the all the places they go, and I know the girls personally, and so that would be why, not necessarily for content. I think they're all good for content. Do I need another employee? Are you kidding? We could use 10 more right now. that was from Nicka Lorraine. David Capelli, could I have your husband as you and your husband as mentors? Oh, my God. Well, that's a very big compliment. Thank you, David. If you had the ability to instantly change something in the world, what would it be and why? Love from Oz. That was from Laura Suarez, 13. Well, that's a deep thinker. I would put an end to all the pain and suffering, and I would equal out the money. So I don't think anyone should go hungry or be homeless, and I think that we should start, I do a whole list, but early education, like at 2 years old, to develop people so they have a skill set so they can support themselves and help people out of poverty and make health care available for everybody. And if I had all the money in the world, I'd go around and spend it on all these people and help them set up and organize their lives to make money and be successful and feel important in the world. Because I just started crying yesterday. I saw that they're driving down to Mexico to buy insulin because it's cheaper and people aren't getting paid. Then I saw this 2 boatloads of people they found out in the middle of the ocean that were just skeletons. They had just starved to death out in the middle of the ocean trying to escape, I guess, Syria or somewhere. There's just so much tragedy. I would ease the pain and suffering. I just can't take it anymore. Oh, yep. My God. And you know what really irritates me? That fucking Melania flying down to, she didn't do anything. And then Trump sends out a tweet, well, she should be more respected for the work she does. What work does she do? She came out with an anti-bullying campaign, and her husband's the number one bullier. And then she goes to South Africa to hold a few little black babies to prove they're not racist, cost us $4 million. What did she accomplish when she was there? You know, and Mike Pence's wife is now going and working for an anti-LGBT school that doesn't believe in this, that, and the other, and you have to sign a thing saying you don't believe in all these things to work there. Why aren't they out with that kind of a platform? Why aren't they out doing things like Princess Diana did? Why aren't they bringing awareness to things? Why aren't they going when she's in South Africa? Why didn't she come up with a plan to help them have sustainable water so that they could build their own plants? Or why didn't she come up with, do something with it? I can't. Oh, my God. Don't get me going. That's for the politics section coming up in about 20 minutes. Do I still do the gal? I did it 22 years in a row, and I may do it again. I just had to take a break. Oh, that was from N.I.K. Milton. Oh, La Galia. Out of all you do, including family, what's your true passion? I don't know. I think getting rid of the evil in the world. Kamala for America, what's your favorite song? Oh, I don't know. If I had to just pick one off the top of my head, I'd probably say maybe Over the Rainbow. That's a good one. See how dated I am? I like the classics. I'm not into the hip. Oh, I will say my new favorite one is, what was her name? The Cardi that did the whole rapping thing for Trump.
Cardi B.
That's my new favorite one. I didn't even know who she was, by the way, before all that happened. Now that happened, I know everything about her. I studied up on her. She's from the Bronx. She started with nothing. She made it on her own. She's now worth $18 million. I mean, good for her. I love those stories. Stacey Barnett, your jewelry is amazing. What are your favorite pieces and why? Oh, my God, my favorite piece? Probably my next piece.
That's always your favorite piece, the next piece.
Mark 76, who is your favorite pick for the Democrats to have their name in the race? Well, that's the thing. For me, who I want as the Democratic nominee, I'm going to reserve my judgment until way further into the primaries when we see the debates and how they hold the rallies and how they conduct themselves. For me, the number one pick is whoever can win. That's all I care about. Now, I would loathe to have to vote for Bernie Sanders, but if he got the nomination, I'd vote for him. And what we all have to agree to and commit to right now is, unless you want more of this chaos and craziness and government shutdown and racism and culture wars and fights with NATO and fights with our allies, if you don't want any more of that, you're just going to have to vote for the Democrat, no matter who it is, whether you like them or not. It's not a likability contest. This isn't Miss America. This is like, who can run the country? Now, having said all that, my heart will always be with Joe Biden. I love, love, love him. I love the energy that Beto has, and I love being kind of a uniter. There's so many good candidates right now. Oh, am Leah Black UK. Oh, how do I always look so fabulous? Well, of course, it's the leahblack.com skincare.
Of course.
Oh, that was Emily. Okay, vegan chicken and peas or something. My peas. I eat pretty much vegan. Why don't I run for office? Are you kidding? I'm too old, too tired, and too opinionated. Dina Fly 16, would you ever consider doing a fan makeover, kind of a day in the life show? I would gladly volunteer. It's funny, I had an idea to do that, bring back that queen for a day mm-hmm. and do those makeovers on people.
Yes.
I'd be really good at that. Because remember,
that would be a perfect show
for
you.
I was a dancer. I've been a model.
That would be.
I'm a trained vocalist. I've been a bodybuilder and won competitions. I have all the background. I should be judging the Miss America pageant.
Hold, please. I'm going to go call Netflix right now. Yeah. That's a great idea for
you. I really think I should bring back that queen for a day, but I'm kind of working on a project that's similar to that, but I'll keep my mouth shut about it and see if it comes together. I'm one of these. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm just very happy with being a loser. Smith N903, how do you get over old hurts and trauma stuck in your head and mind and move forward? You know what you have to do? This is what I would do. I would write down everything about it that bothered me, and I would just either throw it away, burn it, or that's it, and say I'm never going to think of it again, and put it in the past, put it in a box, and move on. Because if you just let it bother you, all of that will dictate the results and the things you attract in the future. So just get over it. Get over it. And you know what? Don't take it personal. It says more about them than it does about you when someone comes after you. It really does. It tells you everything about them. It's not about you. I mean, would you behave the way they behaved? Then it's about you. If you wouldn't, it's about them. It has nothing to do with you. Like that old saying, you know, other people's opinion of me is none of my business. There you go. I wish I would have thought of that. I'd put it on one of my pillows. M.I. Miller, 1215, can we look forward to you collaborating with Jeff Lewis on any projects? You're a great mix. You know, that's a good question. He doesn't even text me back half the time. I'm sure Jeff and I'll always be together. We'll always be doing something together, even if you don't know about it. Even if it's in my kitchen gossiping.
Yes. I think we need to take our five-second break
five
here.
5 seconds. Oh, my God, there's so much talk about. Okay, five.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back. We've got some comments. Do you want to hear people's comments?
Okay, sure.
People are saying how beautiful you look today.
I do.
And a lot of them are commenting that you should run for president.
Oh, please.
Margaret Skelyakoff says that malaria is horrible and she should find a new job. Talk about Melania.
She doesn't have a job. She should just find a job, period. Do something.
She also said the fight in Cabo should be great tonight on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Chrissy Winder says that she is striving to do the best for her 2-year-old daughter currently, looking for top education so she has a better foundation for her future.
Yes.
So she's agreeing with you there. Yeah, Margaret's good. Malaria is dreadful, First Lady. That's what she said.
Just dreadful. And, you know, it's sad that these teachers are still paying off their student loans. So mm-hmm. good luck with helping your kid get an education.
That's right. But and everyone is saying that they love the way you tell it like it is.
Tell it the way it is, baby. Straight talk. Okay, and Oscar nominations. For the Oscar for Best Picture, Black Panther, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Who do you think is going to win, Jason?
You know, I haven't seen all of them yet, so I can't really say, but I actually loved Black Panther. I know that's like really cheesy and kind of like mainstream, but I thought it was phenomenal. Every time I watch it, there's something
about it. You've watched it more than once?
Yeah, I've seen it three times. It's like...
What?
I saw it in the theater twice, and then I've watched it twice.
Is it that good?
There's something different about it.
Oh
it's not
God.
Like normal superhero.
So
it's
who
the
do
first.
You think?
It's the first superhero movie to get nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, see, that's why I didn't see it. I don't like superhero movies. Okay, unless it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then I like it.
And that one got nominated, too.
So
but not
who
for
do
Best
you
Picture.
Think's going to win between those I just mentioned? Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody?
I would like for Bohemian Rhapsody because that was my favorite movie of the year behind Black Panther.
Yeah, I don't want Roma to win. I'm telling you.
I loved it, too.
I didn't see it, but that way that... a director acted when someone accidentally said something that was incorrect about his film, his ego got so out of whack. It reminded me of that guy who reprimanded me about my curtains when it was his fault.
Yeah, I think Roma, I watched it.
That's another story.
Okay, the actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams for Vice, Marina de Terreira for Roma. This is her first film. She was going to be a school teacher, I heard.
Yeah.
Regina King, If Bill Street Could Talk, Emma Stone, The Favorite, Rachel Weisz, The Favorite. Who do you think? Who are you rooting for?
I haven't seen The Favorite yet, but I have a feeling I'm going to love it. So I'm pretty sure some of my opinions will probably go in that direction.
I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, maybe Emma Stone, although also The Favorite looks
she's
like
already got an Oscar, so we can't root for her.
You know
we
what,
have to root for somebody who doesn't have one.
Who do you think? You've seen all these movies.
I don't know.
Glenn Close and Lady Gaga are probably...
No, no,
it's probably
she's not
battle
in that
it out
category.
Between the two.
Lady Gaga's
she
not in the actress in a supporting role. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Actor in a supporting role. The guy from Green Book, the gorgeous black guy.
You've seen him all. Who do you think?
I don't know. Adam Driver from The Black Klansman, Sam Elliott, he was great in A Star is Born, Richard Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell in Vice. Who do you think for that one?
I'm a fan of Richard E. Grant, and I've always thought he's good, and that's kind of like the underdog movie that's not getting all that recognition. So that might be nice, and he's had a very long career. So, but again, I have to see these movies. I'm actually really behind.
I kind of think that Mahershala Ali might win from Green Book. He was just so brilliant. But I'd love to see Sam Elliott win an Oscar. He's had a legendary career. And by the way, Mahershala Ali already has an Oscar. So, do you have an opinion, James?
Probably Sam Elliott. I would have gone in.
That's like your sentimental favorite. Okay, documentary feature. I don't know any of those. Oh, RGB. That's it. There's no other competition. RGB. Original song, All the Stars, I'll Fight, Shallow, The Place Where Lost Things Go, When a Cowboy Trades Wings. Star is Born's going to win. Yeah. It's going to win.
Ugh.
And I like it. And I'd like to see her win. You didn't like... Oh, God.
A Star
would you
is
stop?
Boring.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, did you see the original Star is Born?
I've seen all of them.
I loved it, too. But,
I mean, I thought it was an okay movie, but I thought the editing was... The last hour, I thought, I just couldn't deal with it.
Well, I liked it. What's wrong, sweetie? You want down? He may want down. Okay, so then let's go to actor in a leading role. Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, William Dafoe, Rami Malek, and Viggo Mortensen. I hate
Rami
this category because I would like to see every single one of them win.
Rami was the best.
You think Rami?
Absolutely.
Well, Christian Bale in Vice was really good.
I haven't
good.
Seen Vice, so I can't.
Oh, he played Dick Cheney. It was really good. Bradley Cooper, I'm sorry, for someone that's never sang in public to direct and star in the film, I mean, that's a heavy load. And he's a pretty boy, and I'd love to see him win something. Maybe not that particular one, but I'd like to see him get an Oscar. William Dafoe, doesn't he already have an Oscar? Probably, but he has a sterling career. Rami, you're right. He was brilliant, and he's so humble.
You know, if I forget I'm watching an actor play a part,
yes,
that's when I know that they deserve something. And that's what happened with him.
Yes, and by the way, he's so humble about it. Have you listened to his interviews?
Yeah, he's
that,
great.
That was important to me. I loved his attitude. And Biggio, I feel like he gets lost in the mix. And he was just like, you know, but he's such a great character. Okay, let's keep going. Moving on along. Actress in a leading role. Okay. Yalitza from Roma, Glenn Close, the wife, Lady Gaga, star is born, Olivia Colman, the favorite, Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? I'm surprised Melissa is being taken, like, serious. She's usually as a comedic actress, so good for her. Mm-hmm. I love her. Okay, who do you think, James, Jason?
I think the actress from Roma. I mean, I got to tell you, Roma really is in a whole different category than the other films. I mean, it's just...
And that was a Netflix film, right?
And it's their first one.
They need to put it on the big screen.
That was the only way they could get nominated. It had to be released on the screen, I think, in five cities for like 2 or 3 days, and then they brought it back on the
streaming
service.
I would have liked to have seen that. Jason, do you have an opinion?
I haven't seen Roma, and I haven't seen A Star Is Born, but I mean, I'm thinking the lady from Roma is going to win. But, you know,
Glenn Close won the Golden Globe.
Yeah. Yes, but you know what? I love Glenn Close. That's the thing. But again,
She's won a lot of stuff over the years. I'm always rooting for someone to break out, you know? Director Spike Lee. Boy, that's a name from the past, right? We hadn't heard from him for a while. The guy from Cold War, the guy from The Favorite, the guy from Roma, and the guy from Vice. Okay, who do you think?
Well, haven't you seen all of the movies?
You're going to think the one from Roma. I would love to see the guy from Vice win. It was so good. The Favorite might win. That was a complicated, difficult show to do. Costume designer, we won't go into that. Original score, we won't do that one. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the snubs. Who was snubbed? Emily Blunt was snubbed. Why didn't they add one more to the actress category and put her in there? What would be wrong with that? I thought she did an amazing job, and I love her, and I love her husband. He wants some food out of that bag, Jason. Bring me the bag, and I'll give him the food. I swear, the dog runs the office, and Freda runs the house.
I knew it.
So next week, we'll do the Razzie Award nominations. Okay, we'll save that one.
I love the Razzies.
Yeah, and because we only have 10 more minutes. Well, maybe we'll get to it. In royalty news, Prince Philip had a car accident, flipped the car over. The woman that was with him was 28. She had a passenger with her. The passenger broke her wrist. They had a few scratches. They had a 9-month old baby in the back that wasn't hurt, thank God for the car seat. And then he's found reprimanded, and then 2 days later he's out driving again without a seatbelt on, and now they're saying they may ask him to give up his car keys. Well, can you believe this? I mean, he's 97 and driving. He's got all the drivers in the world. Why doesn't he just have a driver?
Because he's very independent, they say.
Let me have that food over here.
But I agree. He should not be driving.
I don't know that he should be driving. You know, this is an all-service company over here. Come here, dog. Eat. Yeah. Okay, we'll find out if it was that or water or whatever it was. Okay. Oh, that was the one. Obama, are you coming home? The babysitter is wired. That was my favorite one.
It's weird. It's weird.
Oh, it's weird?
Not wired.
Oh, weird.
Maybe wired, too, actually. He sniffs a lot.
Well, people say he's on Adderall.
That's what I've heard.
Maybe it's a...
Allegedly.
There was a Freudian slip.
Freudian slip. Martin Luther King Day. So Trump had nothing on his schedule. By the way, they're razzing him on Ari Melber's show, The Beat. He works, he goes in at about 11:30, has 2 or 3 meetings a day, and much of the time that he's there, he just watches TV, by the way. So he doesn't really know what he's doing. He doesn't know what to do. So he's just stumbling around, walking into walls, watching TV. But anyway, on Martin Luther King Day, he had nothing scheduled. The first in history of an American president not celebrating Martin Luther King, but he can't because he can't irritate his base. So what does he do at the last minute? He takes, because he can't take Melania because she's sunbathing. Yeah, he can't take Melania because she's sunbathing in Mar-a-Lago, so he takes Pence over there. Well, you know, that had to be painful for Pence. They go over there to the Martin Luther King, the museum or the whatever it is, and they were there for a total of a minute and a half. They literally just walked through, looked at the thing, and kept going. How embarrassing. He'd have been better off just sleeping late and watching Fox. I mean, why even try to fake it? But anyway, a couple of Martin Luther King's favorite lines that I liked, or his favorite quotes. If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. That is today's world right there.
It's true.
You can't become silent about the things that matter. I'm hoping that all these 800,000 employees and all the domino effect, remember, each one of those 800,000 people probably have a family of two or three or four, plus they probably have people they pay, like their gardeners or, you know, their housekeeper or their nanny or whatever. So that's really probably a couple of million people that are suffering now, and we can't become silent about it. Mitch McConnell, you need to tell Trump to suck on his pacifier. Just go open up the government, tell Trump to get on Fox and tell everybody the wall's already been built. They'll all think it is, and it'll be over. In other news, what else? The Hills reports four women were convicted in court after leaving behind food and water for migrants in the Arizona desert. So they left four big bottles of water and, I don't know, some food, I guess, and they arrested them, took them to court, and convicted them for leaving water for starving kids.
It's
just unbelievable. And there was a video a while back of where the Border Patrol was taking those water things and throwing them up in the air and kicking them like footballs just to put. I can't. Here, have some more food. This dog, like Freda didn't feed him already in the morning. Okay. Boo the Pomeranian, who's become an internet sensation, died at 12 years old in his sleep.
Aww.
Did you see? Have you ever seen
him.
Boo? He's a cute Pomeranian.
He
cut his hair short. He's so cute.
He had like table books of him and like stuff.
Good news. A woman with cerebral palsy and it went to a nail salon and they refused to do her nails because her hands shake. And a woman in there took her next door to Walmart where she worked and did her nails for her. And the woman was apologizing whole time about her hands shaking, and she's like, don't worry about it, honey, it's fine. And isn't that sweet? I love people like that. Nashville police officer was indicted for first-degree murder after shooting. A video showed him shooting one man in the back as he was running away. When someone's running away, you don't shoot them. Go hide behind the car, hold a gun on him, and call for backup to arrest the guy. What is wrong with these people? And then another cop was recently sent to jail for 6 years because he shot that other guy in the back. And it always coincidentally happens to be little black kids or black people that get shot in the back. Oh, now this is just ridiculous. I've heard it all. A man injects himself with his own semen in order to help his back pain. Did you read about that? It caused a big infection in his arm. He had to go to the emergency room, according to BuzzFeed. So where did he get this idea that he, I guess this is a male testosterone brain. My semen is so valuable, it can cure anything. So I'm going to shoot myself in the arm with it so I can show everybody how powerful I am. Oh, my God. The teacher strike has been going on 6 days. With any luck, it's going to open up on Wednesday. Apparently, they've come to some kind of an agreement that includes includes social justice, educational justice, racial justice, and I guess the teachers are finally getting a little bit of what they want. They only want 6%. They wanted 6.5. I guess maybe they're going to sell for 6. But come on. It's nothing. They can afford that. Civil lawsuit was filed in New Orleans on behalf of the Saints. I told you about that. Let's see what happens with that. The first woman to win the 268-mile race in England. I didn't know people could run 268 miles. She won by a huge amount, and she stopped along the way to pump milk for the baby. Surely they sleep during that 268 miles.
They couldn't run that in one day.
I don't know how that worked.
No, it had to be like a marathon or something that you, like, more than one day.
Well, she won, wrecked by 12 hours, says you surely can't stay awake that long. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Now, Spain is taking on the climate change. This is something, why isn't Melania doing that? Why isn't Trump doing that? Why isn't Pence doing that? They're taking on, because they don't believe in it, because it would hurt their pocketbook. Because they are owned by the fossil fuel and the oil companies and the fracking companies and the rest of it. Anyway, Spain is transitioning from fossil fuels to sustainable energy, and they want to create a global economy that's prosperous, fair, and ecological. It's amazing how these countries that used to be so far behind us in everything, technology, education, science, and that, are taking the lead on climate change while we are pulling out of the climate accords because Barack Obama, of course, started it, and, you know, we can't approve anything he does. Make America great. Now, did you hear this? Why is it always United Airlines? Why is it always, am I right? It's always United. They're stuck on a flight from Newark to Hong Kong on an icy runway in Canada for more than 14 hours in frigid weather and dwindling food. Well, I had to laugh. Dwindling food. We are such a spoiled country. 14 hours we have dwindling food. We're down to potato chips now. Oh, my God. Please. I mean, come on. I do always carry a couple of protein bars in my handbag just in case. Oh, let's see. What was that? Oh, this is a sad story. Remember this Richard Phillips? I don't know if you heard it. He's the man that was wrongly accused that served more jail than anybody else ever. I think it was 30 years in jail. Wrongly accused, proven innocent by DNA. He did paintings while he was in jail. So the government owes him money because they wrongly accused him and put him in jail. So they're supposed to give him money. I forget how much. I want to say it's like $1 million or something. And how do you no amount of money takes back 30 years of your life. If it was 30, I think it was close to that. So he's selling 50 pieces of his artwork that he says are like his babies, that's the only thing that kept him alive and sane in prison. He's selling them in Detroit right now in a gallery because he needs the money so bad. So if I were in Detroit, I'd go over there and buy something. So I hope you'll go over there and look at his art and pay. And you know what? Even if you don't buy something, make a nice donation. Poor thing. So this is what NBC News reported, that the party, Trump's GOP, is reporting, resorting to cryberry conservatism. We are being victimized by elites, markets, Wall Streets, and foreigners, according to a GOP spokesperson. I love that. Oh, and Justice Ginsburg is going to be in the Lego movie. She's got a cameo in that. How about that? Now, remember I told you idiots to stop doing all those selfies? Another girl dies. A girl called the Bikini Climber. She gets up on a place, gets her picture perfect, falls down the cliff. It's freezing. She calls a friend. I fell down the cliff. Come and rescue me. It took them 28 hours to get there because of weather, and she froze to death and died. These are people doing selfies. This happens all the time. Remember that married couple that fell off getting the perfect selfie? And Chef Jose Andres, he should get a Nobel Prize. He's opened up another kitchen right in Washington, D.C., right in the middle of all the buzz about the shutdown, cooking for people that work for the government that is shut down. So there you go. Now, I think we'll save this. We're going to run out of time. In political news, we're only going to have 2 seconds of it. We don't have any time. Trump refuses to release the White House visitor log, according to the Citizens of Ethics. Why? And they think there's a lot of Russians that are visiting, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it.
Or no one's visiting, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it.
That could be true, too.
That's really what's happening.
That could be. 8,158 lies Trump has told while he's been in office. Well, Sarah, that means Sarah Sanders was told three times
told
that.
Half of that.
Oh, God. You know, that Sarah Sanders, she just bugs the hell out of me. This is a little girl. Daddy's a preacher. Because Daddy ran for office and connected to the GOP, she gets this job because Sean Spicer spins out of control in the bushes. She gets this job, and she's now so important, so fancy. She's getting to ride around in that plane, wearing those little pearls and those fancy dresses, Scaramucci or whatever his name is. Got her hair makeup person.
I mean, kicked off Big Brother last night.
Oh, yeah, kicked off?
First one.
You're kidding? He's the first one kicked off?
Yes, they kicked him off.
Trump hires only the best people. First of all, why would he even go on Big Brother? This just tells you Omarosa. I mean, the people that he surrounds himself with. So this little Sarah Sanders walking around now, and she's just like the biggest old cheese. She's like the girl that never got invited to the prom or couldn't get a date to the prom. You know, she was the one that the mean girls wouldn't sit with. And now she's sitting there with all that power puffed up like a peacock, just lying all day every day with a straight face and a crooked eye. I can't with her.
Margaret even reminded us here, don't forget, Jose told Trump no. Remember? He was the one that's supposed to open the restaurant in the Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's right.
So that's another reason that's why he joined the whole thing in D.C.
He wouldn't open the... Good for him. I think anyone that enables Trump at this point, they're just part of the problem, not the solution. Rates of bullying in schools have increased in the areas that voted for Trump, according to the Journal of Educational and Resources Association. Alyssa Milano did an op-ed piece. in it, she says. The Make America Great, that big old red MAGA hat, is the new white hood.
Yeah, did you notice the new ones are white?
Oh, what is that about? Oh.
The new ones that he's got for the next
one. So they're not even hiding it anymore. Yes. You know why he's doing that, too, to get everybody to buy another one to make double the money.
Yes, the new ones are white.
And there's some symbolic coincidence about those hats being white. The next thing you know, they're going to have little holes with eyes in the top of them. Giuliani says that Trump's conversation with Russia went on through the 2016 election, according to Meet the Press. So, while Trump was standing up every day, I don't know any Russians. Does anybody know any Russians? Are there any Russians in the room? I don't know the Russians. There's no collusion. I don't talk to the Russians. I don't have any business with the Russians. I've never had any business with the Russians. While he's doing that, he signed a letter of intent. The daughter recommended an architect, and Don Jr., Michael Cohen, and Trump, all of them, are working on building the highest tower in Moscow called the Trump Moscow Tower, right directly with the Kremlin. Because you don't build a tower like that if you're not working with the Kremlin. So he's lying to the American people all day, every day. And I want to know how many people would have reconsidered voting for him if they knew that he was lying all day, every day, and if they knew that he was running for president in order to get in the good graces of Putin so that he could build a Moscow tower over there, of which he was apparently supposed to earn as much as $300 million in profit from right away. I mean, this is just conspiracy collusion in plain sight. Oh, I can't. What's wrong with Giuliani? Speaking of Giuliani, what's wrong with him?
Alex Pletcher says, wouldn't you think he would have fired Giuliani at this point?
I'm starting to think Giuliani's doing his bidding. I'm thinking he's saying, look, you go out there and be crazy, and that'll distract from me being crazy.
That's
and then you
exactly
go out there
what they're doing.
And stir up this line. You tell one story, and the next day another, and by the time they try to track down the stories and figure out what's really going on, we will have already pulled it off. I mean, either that or Giuliani is literally just crazy. I mean, he's, and then when he says, well, you know, my legacy is going to be that I lied for Trump, but I don't care, I'll be dead. Of course you care, and of course your legacy is you lied. It's not just going to be that you lied for Trump, it's that you went crazy in plain sight. His eyes even start rolling back in his head. I mean, they're all like, I don't know, what's wrong? These are the people that he attracts. I can't. And my favorite Cardi B line of all was she's tweeting that right-wing Barbie doll from Pop Fox Noise, which they call news. And she goes, I'm going to dog walk you. I never heard of that before. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I've heard
of I'm going to dog walk you. It's like I'm going to put you on a leash and dog walk you. So someone tweeted back like 20 little poodles across the top.
It's hilarious.
I was just like, I'm going to dog walk you, bitch. I mean, it's just hilarious. I'm loving this Cardi B gal who I never heard of before. She's fabulous. She's the one that
there's your next gal, like, entertainment.
Doesn't she? She fights with somebody all the time. Nicki Minaj. Yeah. There's another rapper.
Yeah, her and Nicki Minaj have beef.
Yeah, I read about that a few times. Other than that, that's what I knew about her. I'm going to dog walk you. So, you know, when someone smarts off to me, I'm just going to say, I'm going to dog walk you. I wish I would have thought of that. I put on my pillows.
Don't make me dog walk you.
Oh, my God.
That would have been a good Real Housewife opening tagline. I may be a bitch, but don't make me dog walk you.
That's a good one. That's just a good one. Oh, my God. And, you know, I'm starting to think that Trump likes this shutdown.
He does. And I think it's a Russian-driven, like, I think he knew he could do this. It's going to ruin our economy over the next 6 to 8 months. Every day that we're shut down is just going to extend it. I think it's just more of the disarrest internally.
But I don't think he internally shut it down for that purpose. I think he shut it down, then he panicked, didn't know how to get out of it, then it took on a life of its own, and then he started seeing the benefit of it. Oh, everything's in chaos. Oh, Putin is happy. Oh, the economy's bursting. Oh, we can't hire FBI. They can't investigate me. Oh, we're getting rid of all our infrastructure. Oh, we're setting up all these, we're setting up internal oligarchs. All the people with the money are going to have to take over everything now because the government is shut down. So I think it was an unintended consequence of a stupid decision that he made about a wall, and now he's enjoying it.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is it's going to cause us all kinds of problems as a nation internally economically, and then we're going to have to start relying on other nations. Nations that he's pissed off aren't going to want to work with us, and we're going to have to go back to Russia. That's
he wants to go back to Russia.
That's what he wants.
Ugh. So meanwhile, somebody posted a cup, you know, my coffee cup that says, I can't believe I wake up every day and Trump's still president. And the other one that says, abusigate Trump, that one I got from Kathy Griffith's website. Well, that someone posted one that's a new coffee cup that's white with black letters. This is, don't even talk to me until I've had my paycheck. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's good. Oh,
and then Lady Gaga calls Trump out during the Vegas show and Pence out. Good for her. I'm loving her more and more, too, for her their anti-gay school affiliation. Oh, my God. And then, apparently, according to Michael Cohen, Trump paid this guy that works for Liberty University in IT technology to rig the early polls to show that he was ahead in these early polls to help him get a bump as the candidate, as a front runner for the candidate.
And Liberty is an evangelical university.
Yeah, that's Jerry Falwell Jr.'s one. That's the one where Jerry Falwell gave the guy $3 or $4 million for some business, the pool guy that apparently had a threesome allegedly with the wife, and they tried to shut him up by giving the $3 or $4 million. I don't know if it's true, but it's been a lot of reporting about it, and it's very suspect that a guy like Falwell would give some pool guy $3 or $4 million.
Exactly.
So now they're running, and I think, this is what I think, Trump found out about that pool guy boy, and he's used it to blackmail Falwell to be such an avid supporter of his. That's what I think. So I think he just plays rough. He's just a nasty, win at all costs. Oh, then I was a picture posted online of a guy, little old guy, sitting down on the ground, peeling off a sticker on the back of his little car, and the bumper sticker, and it was a Trump bumper sticker, and the quote underneath it said, "I voted for Trump, but I ain't been paid for 3 weeks." And then Chris Christie has a new book coming out. You know, Bridgegate Christie, yeah. The guy that 400 pounds dancing in a bikini. No, I'm not fat shaming him. I'm just stating the way he's been talking about it himself. So apparently he says that he says in his book, the reason Trump wears his tie so long is it makes him look thinner. So some stylist.
That's a lot of pressure for a red tie.
So he tells Christie to do the same thing. So some stylist along the way, you know how they say if you wear a V-neck, you'll look thinner, or if you don't break the line in something going down, right. If your lines are going straight down instead of across, you'll look thinner. So some stylist in some photo shoot said, wear your tie a little longer and make you look thinner and taller, whatever. And then he says, oh, it also is covering my belly. So he said, yeah, that damn tie is down to his knees. Oh my God.
That's a lot of pressure for a tie.
Oh, and then they found out from the White House, that's a lot of pressure to put on a tie.
That's a lot of pressure for a red tie.
They also found out at the White House, they proved that he's photoshopping the things they post, making his hands look bigger, his finger look longer, and his waist look thinner. I mean, this guy, especially you're running the country, he's watching news, you know, he's fighting with everybody, he's like tweeting like a baby, and now he's getting hamburgers in there, and he's worrying about his tie. Gotta make his fingers longer. Gotta make his tie better. I mean, is anyone believe at this point he weighed 238 pounds when they did that physical? I mean, come on. It's just the lying that gets me. Oh, apparently private donors spent over $100 million on his inauguration, according to the New York Times. Where did $100 million go? Where did $100 million go? Come on, James. $100 million? You can buy a lot of stuff, including Melania's friend got $25 million for doing something. What did she do?
Plus, they're also looking at the NRA to see if they were funneling the money through the NRA.
That's right. Well, I think they were, because the NRA dumped $30 million into the Trump campaign. So somehow, some way, they were taking Russian money, Ukrainian money, foreign money, NRA money. It was the whole thing's a cesspool of corruption. Oh, my God. And then, by the way, he keeps saying the Steele dossier is not true. Well, first of all, there's nothing in the Steele dossier that has yet been proven to be untrue. And I told you, Roy did, and we went to London, and Roy did a deposition with the Steele dossier. Roy said this guy's a sterling former intelligence agency of the UK. He's a brilliant guy. Why would he put his reputation on the line with false stuff? But he disclaimed the dossier, saying that it may not be 100% accurate, but that the FBI should follow this trail. So far, they haven't found anything not to be true. And then Trump keeps saying it was funded by Hillary Clinton. Well, it really wasn't. It started out a conservative website funded it, an anti-Trump conservative website funded it. And when he got the nomination, they quit funding it, and the Hillary camp that went to Hillary and said, we've got this dossier. If you want us to continue to do the research, then that they started funding it. So she didn't start it. It started the conservative think tank that hated Trump. But then, of course, his polls were so high because of the corruption with Jerry Falwell. He was the front runner and he won. Oh, so now the senators from both parties are introducing a bill to keep Trump from ditching NATO. But people say it may not be enough, according to the Business Insider. So I don't know if it may not be enough because he'll override it somehow or he'll just take executive action. I don't know, but at least they're trying. But, you know, that's been Putin's goal for 30 years, to get rid of NATO.
Right.
And then you never hear Trump mention the four little soldiers that died in Syria from the suicide bombing. He never mentions it. It makes
not even
me
recognizing
sick.
It's horrible.
He's still talking about Benghazi, who was an ambassador who was told not to go there, that chose to go there anyway. And he was told they didn't have adequate security, and he went there anyway. And everybody in the entire government did everything they could to save him. And he's still talking about that with $7 million of investigations and blaming it on Hillary. And yet these four little soldiers are in Syria, die from a suicide bomber, coincidentally, right after Trump says we're going to pull out of Syria. Mm-hmm. So is that a coincidence? I don't know. But why isn't anybody talking about it? Because there's so much other stuff talking about. So anyway, apparently one of them was a former Navy SEAL, one of them was a linguist, and one of them was from Palm Beach. His dad made a statement the other day. I saw it. It just makes me literally want to cry. Well, we're going to wrap up in a second. 50,000 retired Coast Guards are not receiving money, and current Coast Guards aren't receiving money. The FBI, the TSA, the air traffic, none of those guys are being paid. I can't. And apparently, and this one really irks me, Trump illegally redirected funds for the Puerto Rico hurricane recovery to Texas and Florida. Why? Because Texas and Florida were red states and they can vote, and Puerto Rico can't, and he doesn't like brown people, in my opinion. So the woman that was heading up the department of where that money went for the Trump administration resigned over it. And remember, 3,000 people died after the storm. So they could have very easily prevented a lot of those deaths if they would have had funding down there. They had huge ships offering to help, and they wouldn't give them the permit to dock. I could go on. That's another 5 hours. I'll leave it at that. My quote of the week. What is this? Oh, this is another one. I'll save it. My quote of the week, once we go, I could go for 4 hours. Find a wave and ride it. Yeah, you know they say ride the wave. Find a wave and ride it. What's your wave going to be? Are we on? Are we done?
I guess.
11:15. I could go on. Shine bright like Frankie. Have serum and make your face fabulous like me. And don't forget your $10 book. This is a novel. It's all about Miami social lives. It's fabulous because if you know anything about Miami, you might be able to figure out who some of the people are. It's just kind of a little fun, little gossipy beach read. According to page 6, I am the new Jackie Collins. And rest her soul, rest in peace. And James has been trying to get me to say, which I haven't forgotten, share, S-H-A-R-E, share. Because James said when I used to say share, that this audience thought I meant share,
C-H-E-R. I said you just have to specify
only
for this
in my, only in this group would anyone think that. Okay, my friends, we had fun. Did we not have fun?
Yeah,
and we'll see you next
see
Wednesday.
Everyone.
Lunch with Leah. Sorry we went over, but it was worth every second of it because I'm so interesting. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.